Yes, my name is Clyde W. My claim time is 10:20:25. I want to talk about the spirit. And Mr. P had called me, my sponsor had called me earlier and said, would you like to be the speaker for the day? I was flabbergasted, and I was happy to, I was excited to do that. I felt I was like a celebrity when he told me that, this program, it's the bomb. And it got so many options that you could learn from and become strong and stay away from the bet. It's not a me effort, it's a we effort, and it's a team. It's a team. I'm glad to be a part of this team. Man. Where I come from, I thought in my mind when I was younger, I didn't know no way out but gambling. And I said, that's gonna be my way out. I'm gonna gamble my life, my way through life, and man, and that's what I did. I did that for 45 years, just gambling every day, in the speed zone, 25 miles an hour in the speed zone, but I was doing 1,000. I was doing 100. It felt like 1,000. No, but I was doing 100, and I was just living a reckless life. My life was so reckless that I didn't know where I was. I didn't know what I was gonna run into. And I really didn't care what I was going to run into. And when I did run into something, it was a GA program that I ran into. What better place, what better wall could I run into was a GA program. Man, I mean, it really changed my life. I mean, wow. It changed my life so much that I said to myself, I'm gonna buy a medallion that and ha wear it around my neck. The GA program, that's how much it changed my life. And I don't really even like jewelry. I really don't even like jewelry, but the But to wear the medallion of this program, I would be proud to wear this to wear that medallion every day to let the people know that this program, it don't only work, it changes your whole life around. And y'all guys taught me how to love. I was given my energy, the energies that I was given 90% of my energy away and saving 10% of my energy for myself. No, you guys told me, no, keep 90 for yourself and give away 10. Man, I could hug y'all guys and ladies. I could kiss y'all and everything, man, because y'all saved my life, my family. Y'all taught me how to live a normal life. And man, I thought life was all about throwing money away. And I realized, no, life is more than just throwing money away. Since I've been in this program, I done went on a 30-day cruise. Me and my wife, what I mean? Wow. I done joined the LA Fitness. The day I'm swimming, I'm in a hot tub, I'm in the saunas. I got a personal trainer. Man, my personal trainer told he, when I first met him, we was in the hot tub. He said, "Who's your trainer?" I said, "Myself." He said, "No, you need a personal trainer." And he kept talking. I said, "You know what? You hired. You my trainer." And he said, I come pick you up at your house and I take you back to your house. I said, wow. So, that morning he called me. He said, "Clyde, what's your address?" So I told him and I called him back. And I said, "Sometime I could pick you up and take you to the gym." He said, "Clyde, you drive?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "I thought you was catching the bus." He said, "Meet me at the gym." He thought that, but that was nice of him to reach out to me and to come pick me up. We just it wasn't even 5 seconds and we connected a bond just like that. Man, the day I'm meeting quality friends, and when we smoke, and this guy he's 70 he's 75 years old, and we came out the gym, and he said, "Clyde, where my car at?" So I'm thinking that he got a 26 Tesla. I'm thinking, I said, it's right there. I never seen a Tesla before. I said, his car. I said, "It's right there." He said, "No, that's not." He said, "No, that's not my car." So he reached in his bag, pulled out his phone, and the car came right up to the door by itself. I said, "Wow." He said, "No." He said, "I don't drive. I let the car drive me around." I said, "Wow." I got friends like that today that got cars that could drive this that could drive this self. Man, I tell you, this program is the bomb. The day I wouldn't trade it for nothing in the world. If they said, "Clyde, I give you $1 million for your happiness." No, I would have to tell them no. "I will give you $1 million for your peace." No, but see, when I was out there gambling, I thought I would have took that $1 million for my peace. I would have took that $1 million for my love. But no, you can't buy time. Time is precious. And quality time at that. The day this program taught me how to love myself. See, I was loving everybody else, and I wasn't loving myself. I was believing in everybody else, and I wasn't believing in myself. See, y'all guys taught me how to believe in myself. The day I could buy some grocery. Before, I couldn't buy no grocery because I'd been spent all my money and gambling. I would come out and get in my car, and I and my car be on E. I done lost all my money in the casino. Then I start getting a little smarter. I said, let me fill my tank up before I gamble. And I still would lose I still would lose all my money. Composer gambler, I didn't realize that a composer gambler ain't gonna never be satisfied. If I would have won $1 million, I would have found a way to go back to go back and lose it all. The day y'all taught me how to relieve the relieve to open up the valve pressure and to release it, and it wasn't. One time I didn't know how to release the pressure. I thought relief from the pressure was going to the casino, losing my money. I thought that was the way to release the pressure. But when I went to LA Fitness, it was people that was coming in there before they go to work, and they would release the pressure, release the steam or whatever. And they was like, if I didn't come to this gym and release the pressure, I couldn't make it through the day. And I said, wow. I said, that's awesome. See, I didn't know how to relieve the pressure. If I would have knew how to release the pressure, I would have been going through to the gym a long time ago. See, I retired from the Philadelphia Water Department, and I was gambling, and I didn't know how to relieve the I didn't know how to release the pressure, and I knew a guy that walked to work for 15 years and walk back home for 15 years. He could afford a car, but that was his way of relief with releasing the pressure. See, I didn't know that. I didn't know that that was the way of releasing the pressure. And when he retired, he still do it to the day. That's the way he released the pressure. And wow, man, I tell you, life is beautiful. It's worth life is worth living today, man. It's worth living. And I don't have to wake up in the morning time and be all reckless and jittery and nervous. Where my place to bet at, and spending all my money and stuff. Just being goofy. Just being goofy and spending my money and just doing things that allow me to stay not feeling good about myself. I would call it living a low percentage life. The day my percentage of life is high. It's up there. It's up there in the sky somewhere that I can't even touch it. I'm living off. I'm living on a natural high. I'm not living off no gambling. I'm not living that kind of high. I'm living just off of love. I'm living off a high called love. Love. That's the kind of high I'm living off today. You know, man, you know, I used to want to be accepted, and I would pay people to be around me, to pat me on the to pat me on the back, or to say I'm the man or whatever. You know, before I stopped gambling, I said when I retire, I'm gonna buy me a BMW. I'm gonna buy all these. I'm gonna buy me a beach house. You know, I'm gonna do all these. I'm gonna do all these things. After I retire and live a grandma's life and everything. But when I came into when I came into when I found the GA meetings and everything, y'all, man, y'all changed my way of thinking. I said, you know what? All that buying on big liability things that cost that would cost me would keep me out there gambling even more. Would keep me out there working another job and everything. Would keep me all stressed out and everything. I said, no, you know, I said my house is paid for, my cars is paid for. I said, I had to be crazy to go back and dad again. You know, I had to be crazy. But y'all taught me how to live a normal life and don't buy all these things to just to stress myself out. You know, like if I would have bought that beach house, that BMW, I probably would relapse because it take money to keep them things going. And I realized I don't want to take my retirement money and throw it at a beach house or BMW or something like that. I realized, I said, you know what? I'm just gonna go on cruises. I'm just gonna just enjoy life, just enjoy life and just live a no and just live a no a normal life and just enjoy the rain. And when I say enjoy the rain, I mean raindrops is falling out the sky. Love is falling out the sky. You don't even have to one time I was trying to pay for love. No, love is free. It don't cost you nothing. And I found that out when I came into the to the rooms. Y'all guys, y'all done say you got to pay for this love. Y'all gave me love unconditional, you know, and I never had love like that before. And you know, like I said, I'm proud to be a part of GA. And I can't say it I can't say it as much as I want to say it. GA is the bomb. It's the place to be. It's the place to hang out at. Oh man. I'm so glad to be, here. You know, man, I'm so glad to be in a place where you can recover from and you don't have to gamble. The day I don't have no desire to gamble. I gambled for 45 years and when I walk into these rooms, it was like the get for some reason, it was a miracle. The gambling just It just went away. It just went away. Don't ask me. Don't ask me how it happened. I don't know. It just went away, and I'm not even trying to figure out what happened. I'm just happy that it happened. You know, I'm just happy that it happened, man. And you know to be able to share my to be able to share my story, and I just hope that it can help it can save somebody else's life and help somebody else, 'cause I know for sure these rooms they help me, you know what I mean? They help save my life, my family, the people that is around me, you know, man, I'm just grateful because I'm learning how to I'm learning how to control my emotion. I'm learning how to work on my character defects. You know, I'm just learning a lot. I'm just learning a lot of things, and you know, people will say, "Well, I thought that you would know how to live life." No, I told myself in the beginning, and I lied to myself that. It was no other way that I could get some money, some big money at that, than gamble. That, you know, that was the biggest lie that I told myself. And by me telling myself that, it kept me in the dark. You know, like walking down the sidewalk, fall into the hole. Every day I will fall into this hole for 45 years. You know, I didn't have sense enough to go around the hole. I just kept falling in the hole. And the reason why I say I kept falling in the hole, because I kept gambling. You know, I kept gambling and I kept destroying my life, you know, and I didn't know how to get out. I didn't know how to climb out the hole. And the hole for 45 years, you know, the hole got deeper. It got so deep that I needed a helicopter to bring me out this hole, you know, but like one day I told my wife, I got honest, and I told my wife that I had borrowed some money off the credit card. Man, she flipped. It was just a little small amount of money. She flipped out, and she said, "You gotta go to the game. You gotta go to the game. You had go to a gambling anonymous. You got to turn yourself in and go get some help." And I said to myself, all that time when I was losing that large amount of money, she never said that. But that large amount of money was my money. But when I went to go borrow some money, she said, "Nah, you gotta go get some help." But you wanna know something? I'm glad that I did got honest and told my wife that I had gambled. And it was like on a Saturday, it was like on a weekend, and she called every she was just calling everywhere. And you know, like most, you know, like weekends, everything is closed. But she kept calling, calling. And I said, "You know what? I'm ready. I'm tired of hearing no mouth. I'm ready to go to turn myself in. And it was a guy that picked the telephone up and he asked me some questions. And he said, "Clyde, you don't seem like you in a bad predicament." And he said, "You seem like you in a pretty pr nice home and everything." And he said, "I wouldn't want you to go into somewhere that where is it could be pretty rough, and you turn yourself, you isolate yourself, because that could maybe make you a worse person, you know." And so he talked to my wife. He said, "Give him 2 weeks, and if he don't change, then we'll put him in, we'll put him away." And I said to myself, I said, "I like the way that man talked, because it was places out there, they wanted, I think, $27,000 to go somewhere, I guess, decent." And I said, "That kind of money, I might as well still be gambling, you know what I mean, for that kind of money. But you can't put a price on your life and gambling and stuff." And then I went on a Zoom meeting, and my first Zoom meeting, I met my sponsor, Mr. Harold P. I met him, and we connected, and I just kept coming to Zoom. I just kept coming to Zoom, the Zoom meetings and stuff, and that's where the miracle happened at. Right in them Zoom meetings, you know. And man, that was all she wrote, you know. Like I said again, these meetings, they work for you if you keep coming back, you know. And I kept coming back, and I was overwhelmed when Mr. P said, "We want you to talk. We want you to share your message. We want you to share your message today." And I said, "Wow." I was at the recreation shooting pool, and I said, "I'm gonna go home for like an hour, because it was like 3 o'clock." And I said, "It's gonna come on at 4 o'clock." And I said, "I got to prepare myself, and I'm gonna write this. I'm gonna write all this stuff down and stuff, and I'm gonna try to look at it and this and that." And Mr. P said, "Clyde, just be yourself. You know what I mean? Just be yourself, man, and just tell them where you came from. Thanks for letting me share."
Thank you so much, Clyde. I really enjoyed listening to your share. I heard a lot of gratitude, a lot of freedom, and wonderful share. Thank you so much for trusting us and coming in and sharing with the group. All right, we have Howard with your hand up to ask a question or share. Come on in. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm kind of Imagine myself doing this share as well, but I got asked the question that I do share. So, Clyde, would you say after being in jail and getting recovery and getting absence and really kind of getting yourself together, would you say it was because you was willing to hand yourself over to your higher power and put your trust in him, or whatever. Put your trust in your higher power, and that it will provide for you. Or did you feel as if you had to kind of do it all yourself? And how much faith did you have in your? I mean, because you said about love is for free and that, and yeah, I mean, I know we can get love from other people, but it's our higher power. Would you say you put your faith in love from your higher power, or did you put your faith in your sponsor, or what do you what, I mean, to tell us a little bit about your what you put your faith in, brother, if you don't mind. I'm done, my dear.
Thank you, Howard. Appreciate your question. And Clyde, did you hear the question? I sent you an unmute.
Yes. I put my faith in both my high power and my sponsor and you guys. I put my faith in too. You know, like I said again, it's not a me effort, it's a we effort. You know, we are a team. And that's what I put my faith in. You guys, thank you.
Thank you, Clyde. Appreciate that. Dan, welcome.
Thank you so much, Jennifer, and thank you, Tony and Claire, and everybody keeping an eye on the room for us. Wow, what an amazing share, Clyde. You know, honestly, this was really, really good, and I really thank you for this because it's getting a perspective from someone with less than 6 months in the program and what the difficulties are and the challenges. And you being here for us at the last moment as well is so commendable. And I want to thank you again for that. It's really, really nice. I listened to a few things. Unfortunately, I'm in the background doing some other things, but I caught a couple of things you said, and I'm gonna so glad that this is being recorded so I can listen to it later and catch everything. But you mentioned something really important, and this is something that I've been discussing with another member for quite a while now, and it's the pressure relief valve that we all need to be able to get through this program and more importantly, get through life. You know, it's life has a way of throwing things at us, at me. And sometimes if I don't let that pressure out, it's going to blow. And when it blows, it's usually something very bad, gambling, something I give up on something and I just go do something stupid. So you mentioned the gym is one thing that you used as well. And is there anything else from a spiritual standpoint, besides a physical one, with the working out? And you mentioned, I think one person was walking, and they could have drove, but they decided to walk, and that was their way of releasing pressure as well. I'm just wondering, how did you hear about this, and how and what are you doing besides like working out physically? Are you using this in a spiritual way as well? And then I got another question after that.
Well, yes, of course, it would be spiritual, because that's our high power, and you know, before I was looking all on the outside, but I found that no, it's on the end, it's in me. It's in you. You know, I got in, coming to the meetings and everything, I got in touch with my high power, which was inside of me. Remember, I said At first, I was believing in everybody but except myself. You know, and that was a big mistake, and that kept me in the dark because I couldn't run off with your power. You know, I had to find my own power, and my own power is in me. When it comes down to spiritual and willpower, we all have that which is inside of us. And I could encourage somebody, but I can't drive their car for them. They will have to do that. You know, I could get somebody a job, but I can't go to work and hold their hand. They got to do that for themselves. And you guys taught me how to live and how to do things for myself. You know, and that's where the willpower coming at. It comes from the inside, not the outside. And the more you believe in yourself, the better, the stronger you're going to get and be for yourself. Thank you.
That was a beautiful. I have one more for you. That was beautiful. It sounds a lot like you've been working with Hal P. So that's actually very true. You're absolutely right about that. It's inside of us. We just have to access it somehow. The second one is, and again, this is a question I ask pretty much every speaker because I always get a different kind of answer as well. You know, hopefully there isn't one of these things, but if there was something that you're having still a lot of difficulty with overcoming, be it a character defect, be it a situation, whatever it is. I doesn't necessarily need to know what that is, but how do you deal with it today?
I deal with it with love, You know, I don't try to judge somebody because where they at, because one time I was there. So I put myself in their place. And I understand what they gone through, you know, and we all wanna come to the right place, but we all can't get there at the same time. So by we all can't get there at the same time, I learned to have patience with the ones that is not there so that I could steer them in the right way, in the right way to go, instead of turning them away and putting them down. I lift them up. Thank you.
That was beautiful as well. Thank you so much. And as I'm going here, I did have something in the chat, another question. It's from a brand newcomer within less than a month. We're not going to give names here because they want to be anonymous. However, I get terrible urges. How do you overcome them, or how did you overcome them, and have you overcome them, basically?
Okay, how did, like I said, it was a miracle how I came over the urges. One thing my sponsor told me, to give all my money to my wife. You know, because That was a trick. That was a big trigger right there. And to stay away from them, get them places that where I was gambling at. And to take that app off my that app off my phone. Anything to do with gambling, get rid of it. It's like that keep the earth. Ain't if you got something that it got something to do with gambling, that keep it's it put it keep that thought in your mind because you say, oh, I'm still you still related, you still attached to that thing that triggered you off the first time. So you want to erase anything that could make you relapse. You want to get rid of that. It's like if you have an urge to eat sugar, you don't want to keep that around you in your house because when that urge come, you're gonna go right to that sugar. And so that was one of my way of stopping, getting rid of everything that possibly could make me relapse. Like when I'm driving down the street and I know that gas station that I used to go to gamble, I'll go the other way. I won't go past that gas station. And if I did go past that gas station, I would just keep going. And I would see some of the cars that I'm familiar with in the gas station. I would know they in there gambling. And I'm not gonna go in there and say bragging, yo, I got so many months clean. Y'all need to get out of there and y'all need to get out of there and come to a meeting. No, my recovery is I respect my recovery too much to play it cheap or take a chance of losing it. I came too far to take this thing lightly. Thank you.
Thank you, Clyde.
Good night.
Appreciate that. All right. Is there anybody else that has any questions or comments for our speaker, Clyde, today? If so, raise your hand. And while you're thinking about it, I'd like to say just a couple words. Hi, Clyde. I love what you said about releasing the steam as well. It caught my attention because I was on a meeting the other day and I had to share. You know that feeling you just have to share inside? And I was a little ambivalent about it, but I did. I put my hand up and I shared it. And it just reminded me, Clyde, of all the toxins I used to hold in because after I shared, I felt so much better. And I used to carry that all around for months and months. So I can resonate with that. And I appreciate you bringing that up. All right. Is there anybody that would like to come on in and before we end the meeting?